Well, it is time for our classic pick of the week. Well, I always say this is one of my favorite segments because I love the history of all these musics. Normally, Chris Carey would be in, but occasionally he will pass the mantle to somebody who loves music and the history of music as much. So I'm happy to be joined by Gene Armstrong today, one of our KXCI DJs. Thanks for coming in today, Gene.
Thank you, Casey. It's nice to be here with you. Thanks.
Excellent. And so what is our classic pick of the week?
It's a 60-year-old album, Time Out, by the Dave Brubeck Quartet, recorded back in 1959. And it's probably one of those most popular and successful jazz albums ever, as is its signature track, Take Five, which we'll listen to today. A little bit of background. I grew up listening to jazz because of my dad. He always played it for me. And this is one of the things he always focused on. One of his favorites was Brubeck. And I find that's the case for a lot of people of my generation and other generations. Their parents were really into Dave Brubeck. And in fact, this album was such a hit, or the song Take Five, which is the centerpiece of the record, such a hit. It's the number one best-selling jazz single of all time.
No kidding.
And it's kind of like everybody sort of knows the melodies, but it's the album is a lot more than that. It's a very interesting album, and it has a kind of an interesting history. If you don't mind, I'll just share a little of that.
No, absolutely. And I always say, I personally don't know a lot. I know of Take Five, and I know of Dave Brubeck as kind of like this soundtrack that you know some of these tracks. But so much of jazz to me is, I wouldn't say, you know, it's a struggle for me to find things that I know and whatnot. So that's one of the things I love about KXCI. People like yourself come in and expose me to music that I normally wouldn't get.
Oh, that's very kind. So in 1959, the Dave Brubeck Quartet had already released one album. It was titled Gone with the Wind, and it was their interpretations of a lot of classics from the American South, like Swanee River, Shortening Bread, George on My Mind, Camptown Races. But they were well known for touring the country, playing a lot of college campuses, you know, playing for the intelligentsia on college campuses, as well as going overseas to Europe and Asia as musical ambassadors for the State Department. And they got exposed to a lot of other music overseas, and they came back under the influence of different rhythms from around the world, especially from Turkey. They also wanted to play with interesting, non-normal time signatures. You know, everyone plays 4/4 time. Well, this album has songs in different time signatures, and Take Five, which we're going to listen to, is actually in 5/4 time. And they just decided they want to interpret different kinds of music in the jazz realm. They have another tune here, which I think you'll be playing tomorrow, Blue Rondo a la Turk, which is not only a play on a Mozart title, but it incorporates Balkan rhythms that the band was exposed to in Turkey. And Take Five came, well, after they recorded the record in the summer of 59, they released Take Five as a single. And it didn't do so well. It struggled, and it was a shortened version without the drum solo and stuff. Then the album came out in December 1959, 60 years ago, and it took a while to win audiences over, but by 1961, it had become a top 40 hit single, which is crazy for a jazz record. And now it's just a household name, Take Five. It's in 5/4, as I said, and it's been covered. It's been in various movie soundtracks and television shows, and it's been covered by dozens of artists, including Al Jarreau, George Benson, Chet Atkins, The String Cheese Incident, and Stevie Wonder. And the Dave Brubeck Quartet, well, most of the songs were written by Dave Brubeck, who played piano. He was the group leader. But this song, Take Five, was written by the alto saxophonist Paul Desmond. And he played with Brubeck until the 60s, and he went on to his own career with other artists and recording under his own name. But he'd often come back and play quartet reunion tours. But when he passed away in 1977, Paul Desmond left all of his performance royalties for all of his compositions to the American Red Cross. And Take Five, actually, since then, has earned for the American Red Cross more than $100,000 a year in royalties.
It's the opposite of almost every musical rights story you hear that typically end up in the pockets of some billionaire or giant corporation. It's really an amazing story.
Totally, totally. So this was Dave Brubeck's 10th or 11th album. He had been around for a while, and it's become his signature-defining album. And, the cut, or the album features drummer Joe Morello, bassist Eugene Wright, and alto saxophonist Paul Desmond. And like I said, it was a hit for the 60s. Also, I wanted to point out, I know we're on the radio and this isn't a visual medium, but the album cover is kind of famous. It's an abstract painting by Neil Fujita, who also painted the cover for a Charles Mingus album, Mingus Aum. And he's sort of known as the godfather of graphics design. He did album covers for other artists, and he also designed the iconic cover of Mario Puzo's The Godfather, which a lot of people will recognize. So our listeners should definitely check out this cover on our website or wherever they can find it. It's a beautiful, famous abstract work by Neil Fujita.
Yeah, really interesting, unique work.
Yeah. I think that's all I wanted to share with you. Did you have any questions?
No, Gene, thanks for coming in. And I thought it was interesting you talked about the people who had covered the music, but a lot of times covering tunes with unique time signatures is not the easiest thing to do. It would take a pretty talented musician to cover some of these jazz tracks.
Yeah, well, some of them are, I guess.
Well, thanks again for coming in. Our classic pick of the week is the Dave Brubeck Quartet, Time Out.